This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The U.S. Supreme Court on Thursday took up former President Donald Trump's bid to avoid prosecution over his efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss to Democrat Joe Biden. Trump's lawyers argue that former presidents are entitled to absolute immunity for their official acts. University of Michigan School of Law professor Richard Limpert told VOA Scott Walterman he believes the high court will rule against Trump.
I think it was clear from your argument that there would be no absolute blanket immunity, that immunity would certainly not extend to any actions that were taken in a private capacity, like running for re-election, as opposed to a public capacity, like using the executive powers as they're intended to be used.
But Professor Limpert said Trump's lawyers likely succeeded in convincing the Supreme Court to send the case back to the lower federal courts, which would delay the actual start of the trial until after the November election. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in Beijing on Friday for talks across a range of complex issues. Blinken replied that active diplomacy was needed to move forward with the agenda set by U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping when they met in San Francisco back in November.
And there's no substitute, in our judgment, for face-to-face diplomacy in order to try to move forward, but also to make sure that we're as clear as possible about the areas where we have differences, at the very least, to avoid misunderstandings, to avoid miscalculations. That really is a shared responsibility.
Shortly before the opening session, Wang told Blinken that the giant ship of the China-U.S. relationship had stabilized, but added that negative factors in the relationship are still increasing. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Department spokesman Major General Patrick Ryder said Thursday that U.S. military vessels have begun to construct the initial stages of the temporary pier and causeway at sea to deliver aid to Gaza.
We're aware of the significant interest in this important effort and will provide much more information in the very near future as we work alongside the international community to rush aid to the people of Gaza.
Earlier, a UN spokesperson said a United Nations team in the Gaza Strip visiting the site for the pier had to seek shelter in a bunker for some time on Wednesday after the area came under fire. Ryder said a small number of mortars landed in the vicinity of the coordination area for humanitarian assistance, but had not impacted U.S. operations or equipment since it happened before U.S. forces had started. Some college campuses across the United States called in the police to break up pro-Palestinian demonstrators, while others are waiting it out. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
Atlanta police and Georgia state troopers arrested at least 17 people during pro-Palestinian demonstrations on the Embry campus. One student interviewed by the Associated Press was shocked to see law enforcement on the scene.
This is insane. I just saw police use unnecessary violence for peaceful protesters. I saw police knock students to the ground. Clearly, you see a bunch of arrests going on.
An Emory spokeswoman said that university police had ordered several dozen demonstrators who set up tents on campus to leave and added that the group trespassed onto the private school. Emory is just one of many universities across the nation protesting the Israel-Hamas war. Demonstrations at colleges in other major cities like Los Angeles, Austin, and New York continue. I'm Haya Panjwani.
In sports, the Carolina Panthers are one game away from advancing to the second round of the National Hockey League playoffs after posting a 3-2 victory over the New York Islanders Thursday. Here's AP correspondent Dave Ferry with the details.
Brent Burns put Carolina ahead for good, 4:46 into the game, and Dmitry Orlov made it 2-0 at the midway mark of the first period. Sebastian Aho notched the eventual game winner in the second period. Andrei Svechnikov had 2 assists, and Frederick Anderson stopped 29 shots for the Canes. Anderson was perfect after Brock Nelson scored with 2:21 left in the second. Ilya Sorokin was pulled after allowing 3 goals on 14 shots. Game 4 is Saturday. Dave Ferry, New York.
VOA's International Edition delivers insight into world news through eyewitnesses, correspondent reports, and analysis from experts and newsmakers. We also keep you in touch with social media, science, and entertainment trends. For more of this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.